Marcus.
Hannah, seems I found the right hillside.
Yes, you did. But I thought I asked you to look a little less like a soldier. You stand out like a camel in the Holy of Holies. And only a blind man would miss your friends across the way. I thought I could trust you, Marcus.
You can trust me. Octavius is only here in case of a disturbance. Honestly, I wouldn't have thought a Roman uniform would cause such a disturbance by now. Other nations have seen the benefits of working with Caesar. Why do the Jews resist?
Could it possibly be because the Romans have taxed us into complete poverty and denied us the freedom to worship the one true God as we please?
Oh, hold on. I'm here to help Amaziah, not argue. Although we have allowed the Jews to observe their religious practices, within reason.
We are tolerated only to the point that we are not a threat to Caesar's rule. Anyone who crosses that line is dealt with in the cruelest of ways. Surely you've heard of the place in Jerusalem called Golgotha, where Pilate hands out Roman justice to anyone who crosses that line.
Roman justice is swift and final, I agree. But it's also fair and just. An innocent man has no reason to fear the Roman courts. Thieves and insurrectionists get only what due to them by the hand of the governor.
Why should I have thought that you'd understand? A Roman soldier could never know what it is to be a Jew. One day God will deliver us and our people will be free. But meanwhile, we must suffer persecution at the hands of whichever brutal government is fashionable.
Deliver you with a Messiah, right?
Yes, a Messiah. How did you know?
My men and I hear things. It's our job to know local politics. Speaking of him, where is this miracle man? When can I meet him?
There he is. The man in the middle. That's Jesus.
He's not at all what I envisioned.
I'm not surprised. He's not what a lot of people thought the Messiah would be.
So he is the Messiah, right? The one to free all of Israel from the tyranny of Rome? I'm sorry, he hardly looks like a conquering hero.
I don't pretend to be wise in the matters of Scripture. And I don't know all the prophecies like the men do. But I do know that Jesus is special. He's different. He's not changing governments, Marcus. He's changing people. And when he speaks of the Heavenly Father, it's with complete authority, with familiarity. And he's so wise, far beyond his years. But mostly, Marcus, he loves people.
Well, when can I meet him?
First, Marcus, listen.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Hannah.
What are you doing?
There won't be any trouble. I must speak to this man now. Amaziah can wait no longer. My lord, I have a dear servant at home who is paralyzed and lies in terrible suffering.
Then I shall go and heal him.
I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. But say the word and it will be done, for I am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. This one, come, and he comes. I tell my servant to do this, and he does it.
I tell you the truth. I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Go.
It will be done as you believed it would.
Was it as easy as that? Just because I believed he could delegate his authority to one of his men? Does this mean Amaziah will be all right?
Go see for yourself, Marcus. Go home and see what a little faith can do.
I don't believe what I just saw. Our commander comes here begging for the help of some Jewish holy man, and he takes the rabbi's word that everything's all right simply because he has faith. Faith in a penniless Jew. I don't believe this.
Marcus has faith, Octavius. Very rare in a Roman, but a fact of life for the Jew. Faith is the key to knowing God.
By faith was our father Abraham led to follow God to a foreign land.
By faith were his hands covered as the sand, for he was a man of faith.
By faith Sarah bore her only son, and a mighty nation was thus begun.
By faith in Jehovah was all this done, for she was a woman of faith. By faith how we call God's chosen race, who is not his name, who sees his face.
Daniel entered the lion's den, and without a scratch he walked out again.
By faith he desired to become like him, for he was a man of faith. By faith are we taught our chosen race, to exalt his name, to his sweet face. By faith are we led through all our days, for we are people of faith. We are people of faith.
Thought I should personally deliver the good news. Amaziah is completely well.
Oh,
back
good.
To normal.
Good.
As long as he works in the house of a Roman, my brother could hardly be described as normal. But still, that was a good thing you did for him, Marcus. Anna told us all about it.
Yes, she did. And it is a good thing for you to come and tell us of Amaziah's recovery. Now, if a certain old stubborn goat could go to his brother, this brother who was just days ago at death's door, and make good all the bad feelings that have festered between them over the years, then maybe this family could celebrate Passover this year without a fight at the dinner table. Now, come on, Asa. Let's go talk about Passover. Come on, Asa.
You're driving me crazy.
Let's go.
Oh.
Isn't it wonderful that Amaziah is completely well? Everything worked out just as you said it would. Now, perhaps you could help me with another problem. You see, I've gone off and fallen madly in love with the most wonderful girl. And despite the protests of her grandparents, I think she loves me too. But there's an invisible wall that separates us. because I'm a Roman and she's a Jew. If our differences keep us apart much longer, I may need your miracle-working friend to mend a broken heart.
Believe it or not, Marcus, my grandparents are beginning to admit that you're not so terrible. That alone may be a miracle. You're kind and gentle, even if you are a little bit stubborn. And you're thoughtful and loyal, even if you are a little naive about Rome's injustices.
I think the invisible wall may be crumbling.
But don't you see? It's more than all that. It doesn't matter to me that you're Roman. What matters is that I follow Jesus and you serve Caesar. Marcus, you saw how he healed my Uncle Amaziah. If only you would look with eyes of faith and see Jesus for what he really is, then maybe things could be different between us. Maybe...
Octavius, what are you doing here?
Sir, sealed orders arrived for you from Rome this morning. You weren't at the garrison of your home. Your servant Amaziah thought I might find you here. Your orders, sir.
My troops and I are being transferred to the court of Pontius Pilate. I'm going to be the centurion in the governor's court. We're going to leave tomorrow.
Congratulations, sir. This is good news. Finally to be living in a real city for a change. We must go and pack immediately. The men are going to want to celebrate tonight.
I can't go just yet, Octavius. First, I need to speak with Hannah.
No need to explain to me, sir. Just tell the lady goodbye, then meet me and the men at the tavern. If you don't mind, I'll not stick around for the tears.
Hannah, this is wonderful. I'm being transferred to the court of Pontius Pilate. I'm going to be the centurion in the governor's court. Hannah, you must come with me to Jerusalem.
Marcus, you have to make a choice. If there's any chance that we're to be together, we mustn't go to Jerusalem.
What? What do you mean?
I love you, Marcus. I do. But I follow Jesus, not Caesar. If only you test your newfound faith, you could too.
But Hannah, this is everything I've worked for. I've risked my life for the hope of a command like this. And you ask me to throw it all away? To follow some wandering prophet you call a Messiah? It doesn't make any sense. What kind of choice is that?
It's the most important choice, Marcus.